Moms, are coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where roses are red, violets are blue, and us moms love you. All right, so you can listen to us on, oh my God, our producer's just like giving me the face of like, oh my God.
He's like, well, who are you? What happened to the real you? That was too cheesy for you.
I know, but you know, it's almost heart day.
Oh gosh.
Which we're going to get into because I cannot stand this holiday. All right, so you can listen to us at Spotify or Apple iPod. Yeah, you can listen to us at Apple Spotify, or you can Google us at irrationalmoms.com. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a fan question. Oh, we also have an Instagram page, Irrational Moms, now. And then we also have Reddit and Twitter. Nice. Yeah, finally.
Very nice.
Just took forever.
Well, I would have done it, but Instagram hates me, so I didn't want to skip banned.
We don't want you on Instagram. We don't want.
Right. We don't want me to do the.
We won't. We'll just put a little emoji over your face, too. No.
Yeah, that's right. Might as well.
We won't do that.
Or change my name like the scammers do.
Yes. We're going to call you Peaches Anna.
Or Madison Smith or Nathan Clara or any of the other random fake
names. Oh, my God. Clara. Yes. Oh, God. Clara Nathan's Nathan. Like a pain in my side. Yeah. I mean, there's always like 100 of those I have to go in and report. Okay. But anyways, coming up this episode, all things, you know, heart day since it's coming up. We have a fan question. We have Triss's snack, and hopefully it's something like chocolatey and yummy and it has a big old heart to it. Maybe? No? Okay. Our Rational Moms topic, which I was thinking about this and then I texted you guys and I'm like, this is perfect because I think a lot of women are irrational when it comes to Valentine's Day.
But not us. We're very rational about Valentine's Day.
I mean, I'll go buy my own flowers. I don't really care.
Exactly. Yeah, I got flowers. Look, I wanted some flowers. There you go.
Yep. And also we're going to talk about everything with the Super Bowl and the halftime show and some of the crazy commercials. And yeah, it's going to be a fun episode. So, Triss, why don't you kick us off with some snacks?
Well, you know, it's funny. You guys have more Valentine's Day themed snacks than I do today. But maybe because I was hungry and I saw this recipe and I was like, I have to try this. But I love chicken and waffles.
Ooh.
And so, look, I got the little mini Eggos.
You got the mini waffle. Oh, I was like, you got the mini waffle maker.
The mini Eggo waffles. And I know you're not going to like this, Annabelle, but I did get the Chick-fil-A nuggets. I had somebody go grab them for me this morning. So if I had my way, I'm at an Airbnb, so I don't have everything I would normally need, but I'd probably put a little bit of powdered sugar on these just because I feel like
the chicken's
chicken and
waffles, already sweet,
like,
though.
Well, I know, but it's never too sweet. I don't know.
And what are you dipping that in Chick-fil-A sauce or?
No, I'm dipping this in syrup. Maple syrup.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the maple better. I splurge a little and I get that.
I've never been able to do the savory thing with the sweet thing. To me, it's like a clash. Like if I want a waffle, I want that. If I want a chicken biscuit, I want a Bojangles chicken biscuit.
That is really good.
Is it good?
I will recommend
this. This is very interesting. I have never had chicken and waffles, so.
See, oh my gosh, chicken and waffle. Yes, it's good.
But the
usually
syrup
at a restaurant,
on the chicken to me is weird.
No.
Just trust me. It is good.
It's no different than putting like syrup on bacon or sausages.
Yeah. I don't want syrup like on my bacon or sausage either.
And you can put like little toothpicks in these and they could be like cute little
appetizers.
Or appetizers.
That's true. Very nice.
Fancy with
the I think I would try it in the Chick-fil-A sauce or some ranch.
Everything with the ranch.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the syrup because it's chicken and waffles.
Ranch on a waffle sounds like a crime. Like straight to jail.
What else did you not want ranch on? Oh, the bean burrito with ranch.
A burrito.
Ranch on everything.
I got so many DMs. No, I got so many DMs where people were like, does Poindexter really put ranch on a burrito? I'm like, yes.
You know
what in the world?
Don't hate it until you try it.
I will not try it.
I would try it.
That is a crime against humanity.
Okay, I do have to tell you, though, I went to a family member's house for the Super Bowl for this weekend. And I packed up a bunch of stuff. And one of the things I actually packed was, I thought, was a ranch dressing dip that you made over New Year's, Annabelle. And I had the sour cream and everything. Get down there.
You mean the packet, right?
The packet. I forgot it. Totally forgot it. So I had to run to the store, which is a good like 45 minutes away because the closest store is like forever, and grab some more just for my husband and my kids.
Yeah.
Because I was a good
mom. Did you make
mom.
Mr. Poindexter his own special dip?
I did.
Good. See, I give her good marital advice. Her husband like wants her to make a plate, and she doesn't ever want to make him a plate.
Making no plate for that man. Make his own plate.
I have to make a plate for Mr. Poindexter, and then he's like, see?
Well, so see? You're a good wife.
Except I don't have to be anybody's wife, so that's even better. I can just be, like, nice sometimes to people.
These were cooked and brought upstairs to me, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got a snack, too, by the way. Do you want to see what I made?
Yeah,
I
want to see your snack. Is it all fancy, too? Let me see while I'm eating the rest of
this snack.
No, it's really not fancy. It may look a little fancy.
Did you make this?
Yes, whoa. Yeah, of
course. Wait, hold on. Are those, like, big old sugar cookies, like the doughy ones?
The doughy.
And you didn't.
They're the ones I make, the sugar cookies I always make. So there's three different designs. These are for my daughter's giving her friends, like, little Valentine's baskets. And so I made those to go in there.
Well, thanks for giving it.
I was actually going to bring some by your house. Maybe I'll bring some later. I didn't have time.
Right? I was like, where's my batch of these? Because Christmas was amazing. I got brownies and cookies.
See, well, I just got chocolate.
I was going to do it. In my mind, I was going to make them on Sunday after the Super Bowl. But after the Super Bowl, I was sleepy from tequila. So I did not make any more cookies.
Yeah. Super Bowl. I don't even really remember what happened on the way home.
Yeah.
I guess I got in trouble. Got yelled at.
Oh, gosh.
Why, too much champagne?
Not enough champagne, apparently.
You never get in trouble for not enough champagne.
Right, not enough. All right. Okay, so this kind of leads into our question of the week, and it's from a fan. He wants to know, since, you know, it is, like, all things, like, we're talking about Valentine's, and we're all dressed up, like, in our little outfits. What is your favorite chocolate or candy that you prefer to get on this holiday?
See, I saw this question, and I'm like, why do we need to just pick one? Who only has one favorite? Because mine just depends on the mood that I'm in, but I would eat any kind of chocolate.
Dark or milk?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. I knew that was your answer.
I used to go in and get, they have the Hershey's dark chocolate bars, and it's just like a plain bar of dark chocolate. And my ex-husband would go in there and get them all the time for me. And they'd be like, is she pregnant or something? Like, you guys are the only ones that buy this candy bar. And I'm like, it's so good. Plus, dark chocolate is actually good for digestion. So,
you know, as I've gotten older, I actually prefer dark chocolate over milk chocolate.
I always have. It's way, but I don't really want to. If milk chocolate is in some kind of like fancy, nice candy bar with other elements and other flavors, it's good. But just plain milk chocolate is so boring to eat.
Well, Annabelle, what is your favorite dessert to make at a restaurant? Because you make these really, really fancy, like, little chocolates and desserts and everything.
Yeah, so. You know, I always have to make a ton of chocolates, you know, like fancy chocolates, which I don't really like doing because I don't have, like, a chocolatier setup. So it takes a lot of extra time when you don't have, like, the proper equipment, if you're just using, like, a regular kitchen. But, I mean, my favorite dessert is always, like, what you want to eat, right? So, like, for you, you love cheesecake, so I want to make that for you or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't really like to eat a lot of desserts. My favorite thing is to eat, like, I like shortbreads or things with a little savory stuff in them, though. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what candy that I like. I like Smarties a lot. If I get on, like, a sugar kick, I love Smarties. Love them. It's weird. I'll go through phases, and I have my whole life where, like, I'll be addicted to Smarties for, like, 6 weeks randomly every couple years. And then I just won't want them anymore. I'm like, I don't know what that was about, but.
No, I did that too. Like, when I was younger, I was addicted to sour worms, like gummy worms. Ooh. And I had, like,
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, and you could buy, like, back in the day, you could buy, like, a 5-pound bag at, like, Costco.
Can
you? Oh my God.
Yeah, my boys will get them sometimes. I'm like, don't eat all this in a day. And it's like a day and it's gone. I'm like, you just ate like 5 pounds of
Sour Patch Kids. They get that big tub of Twizzlers, and which I think Twizzlers
are gross. Chocolate Twizzlers, though. Chocolate Twizzlers are good. Yeah.
I don't know why I like
fudgy. And Toblerone. I forgot about Toblerone.
My kids love that. You know a candy I made that I've made it for a dessert once, and since then I'll make it as candy, is, you know, Whoppers, like the malted milk balls?
Yes.
Is making, like, homemade ones of those. So basically you make a meringue, right? A malted flavored meringue, and dry them out, and then dip them in chocolate. And the chocolate, Valrhona has this chocolate called Jivara, and it's very, like, malty. It's so good. That's, like, probably the best thing and the most simplest that I make.
Okay. I'll pass on that. So when you make that, you don't have to sit.
I'll try that. You can bring me some.
Yeah.
You know what she made me one time for my birthday is a like 5-layer German chocolate cake, which was amazing.
That's so picture though. Stuff like that. I mean, a cake and German chocolate cake, you don't even got to like really decorate it. You're just like slapping that cake down, putting the filling, filling
was so good with the coconut.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It was like, it was amazing. So I don't know. You know, I like a good cheesecake, like just plain, or like the cheesecake that has like a little bit of like a creme brulee on top of it. That's,
yeah,
you know, that's good. Or if it comes to chocolate and peanut butter, something along
I do like chocolate and peanut butter. I've done a lot of versions of desserts, like plated desserts with chocolate and peanut butter.
Fresh fudge with peanut butter, like mixed in. They have like a Kilwanis here. I don't know if that's, I guess that's what it's called. And they'll be making the fudge fresh and then they mix in some peanut butter and it is so
good. I love that fudge, like old fashioned fudge.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, sounds really good. Well, so we could talk about candy and treats for days.
Yes. I mean, I could.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to keep going
here
with
comes
our
Tris to put the snack down.
The snack down.
Keep with our I meant to say Tris is putting the smack down, but I said snack down, and then I'll let the typo stand. I picture Tris coming in all authoritative, like marching in to set someone straight, holding snacks.
Set my snack.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to toss it down and be like, I'm here.
Set it down gently. I don't want to hurt the snack.
Exactly. Ladies, get it together. Eat your snack.
You don't want to spill that syrup all over either, right?
No. This is my date night dress for tonight, so I can't be getting syrup all over my
skin. Oh, yeah. It's really pretty. I love it. Yeah. All right. So going in that direction with Valentine's Day and everything. Yeah. Our irrational topic is, why do some women get so caught up on Valentine's Day and the man that day to be so special? So I was thinking about this because I have 3 boys. The oldest one is in high school and he has had a girlfriend for a while. And I took him to a florist to actually buy her some flowers. Cause I'm like, if you're going to spend money on flowers, buy her something a higher quality, but maybe not as much. Because the ones you get at the store are going to be like, the price is going to be jacked up.
Yeah.
They're going to be crappy.
Oh my gosh, the roses just at the regular grocery store, they're like 10 times the normal price.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he got like his really cute little bouquet. And I'm like, hey, listen, let's just take it to her because you don't want to take it to school. We'll drop it off at her house like the night before. And then he wants to go out like on a date. And I'm like, okay, but listen, I'm like, you need to tell her or ask her, can you guys not go out on Valentine's Day? Because it's highly priced. It's so crowded to get into. Yeah, and I'm like, and if she demands that you do, I'm like, red flags right there. Because, you know, she's going to be too much high maintenance. And she's not. She really is not. But I'm like, just in general, like if a girl demands, like, you know, like, because I told him, hey, listen, I'm like, women like flowers. They like cards. And that's not a bad thing. But if someone's like, we have to, like, it's our anniversary or my birthday, and I demand that we do something like on this day, I'm like, man, you're setting yourself up for like a lot of pain and suffering in a relationship.
I mean, I've only ever asked my family for a freaking card and they still can't get that right half the time. And I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, like, all I want is a card. Only the girl is the only one. And your baby, Poindexter, they're the only two that always make cards for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, because he likes
and they're like, look, the other kids didn't do anything for you. And I'm like, that's right. They didn't.
I know. Working the system. But I mean, so what do you guys think? Right. I mean, we never go out like on our anniversary or on a birthday. It's always sometimes we don't even go out. Maybe if we like our anniversary, maybe we'll do something like a month later. But we don't make it like, but it's not like, I mean, we use it as an excuse just to go out, right? But
yeah.
I'm not going to be like, we can't plan anything this weekend because it's our anniversary. I'm like, when I hear that, I'm like, dude, what the heck is wrong with you? I'm like, it's just life.
It's just a day. It's like all of these days were picked out and everybody makes a big deal about them. And you spend all this extra money when you could literally like, I'm going out to eat tonight because there's going to be like not that many people in there. I love it. So like, what does it matter? Tomorrow I'm going to relax. I have a massage tomorrow. Like it doesn't matter. So I don't know.
Well, and in general, from the restaurant point of view, I mean, having worked in restaurants my whole life, fine dining restaurants at that, the two worst restaurant days of the year, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day brunch. Those are the two every chef hates more than any other day. And there's, because those are the 2 days of the year that there's so many people that never go out. And this is not about like having money or not. There's a lot of people that just never go out. Those 2 days they go out and they're the worst guests because yeah. their expectations never are aligned with the reality of the day. So like you guys probably know, but most places, especially higher end places, they're going to have a prefix menu for Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
Like it's limited. The only way to manage that volume is you're just making the same menu over and over. And any nice place that you've made a reservation at will tell you that when you make the reservation, either it pops up on the website or you get an email or when you call, they tell you. Yet still half the people that turn up, where's the regular menu? And we're like, we told y'all. And they're just expectations. They expect the day to be so perfect. They don't understand that your service is probably going to be slowed down a little. And also people that never go out to eat, especially never nice restaurants, don't understand the pace of service anyway. Right. So if you're at a nicer place, often your meal is going to be slower. And on big holidays, you sort of have like a turn time for the tables, say like 2.5 hours. So this is all timed out in a way that allows the kitchen to give you your food, everyone at a regular pace, right? Nobody is getting their appetizer before they have their drink, for example.
Yeah.
So it all makes sense from a service standpoint, but people that don't know anything about it, they're just miserable and they complain and they're terrible. And it is the absolute worst. This is the worst. I mean, I hated Valentine's Day my whole life anyway. But I always hated Valentine's Day. I like decorations and stuff, you know, but I hate holidays.
I just want somebody to do something nice for me every day. Not nice, but like you should show little bits of affection
right
all the time.
If that's like, the only day you're doing it.
Exactly.
Well, I buy flowers, fresh flowers on a weekly basis because I love fresh flowers. But yeah. Mr. Poindexter knows like, I mean, he'll still go to the grocery store and buy me flowers. I mean, like randomly, right? And I'm like, oh, hey, yeah. That's kind of nice. But I don't expect anything for like Valentine's Day or, I mean, my birthday, I'm like, okay, yeah, I do want a card. I mean, yeah. But even if you like, I'm like, I know he hates cards, right? And well, you know this, where I'm like, he hates cards. And so I purposely don't buy him a card.
I don't either, because what's the point? He hates it.
I know, but I mean, he knows that it's like, to me, I like him. When I don't know why it's always been that way. Our first year we were together and it was Valentine's Day, he took me to a really nice restaurant. And I don't even know if it was like on Valentine's Day or a couple days afterwards. But anyways, we went and I was just like, okay, cool. But where's the cart? Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, I'm like, that's nice that you took me to a restaurant, but I'm like, that's what I like. I mean, and I don't want gifts or anything, you know?
I'll and please buy myself whatever I want anyway, so.
Yeah. And please don't go like, you know, ordering flowers that are going to cost like, you know, hundreds of dollars when you don't even need that.
No, right? Like they're a crappy half-ass bouquet at the Vons or whatever is like $65 and it's the roses are not going to last and they're not even that nice. I'm like, dude, on a regular day at Vons, that's like $8.99 or something.
Right?
It's like the expectation part that women, and I'll say women because I don't think any guys are like, oh, I hope I get a teddy bear.
I think most guys are begrudgingly like,
right? But they see stuff online and it's like some big extravagant, like all flowers everywhere and balloons and stuff. And I'm just like, okay, that's not realistic. And that's that little gap between expectation and reality is where people get really upset. And
exactly. It's like, and that's what I was saying with restaurants. You know what I mean? Like people just don't.
Yeah.
Also, like it's not even a real thing. It's some made up dumb holiday to sell stuff. Right. What do I
It's literally.
Like, it's absurd.
Well, I also think that men, if you have a woman that's putting all this pressure on you to do something on a day like today or on an anniversary or a birthday, it's like, you're putting your focus on the wrong things in your relationship, right? The relationship should be about, you know, I mean, and man, to me, I'm like, even like a nice walk in the evening would be better than like going out to dinner on Valentine's Day.
Surprise her with flowers the day before Valentine's Day or something like to me is nicer. You know what I mean? And also women, I've seen a lot of this because people want to be viral on the internet, but of people that have all these women have all these checklists about things they can or can't accept in a man. Like the good example was the woman that wouldn't go to Cheesecake Factory.
But you read like, my mind. I'm like, Cheesecake Factory, yeah, because they have a Cinnabon cheesecake.
That's the thing. Like I work in fine dining restaurants and like really good food. But you know what is good about Cheesecake Factory is anyone can find something they can eat there. They have 4,000 things on the menu. They're all fine. None of it is like amazing, but it's all going to be good or a little better than average. Anybody can eat there, whether you got allergies or you don't eat meat or whatever your thing is, everyone can eat there. So I'm like, why are y'all hating on it? I mean, Sierra, Russell Wilson took her to Waffle House for her birthday because that's what she wanted. Like, y'all are focused on the wrong thing, ladies, because if you like Cheesecake Factory, go to the dang Cheesecake Factory. There's nothing wrong
exactly.
with that.
Nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
I remember one time my grandma, because we would always go when I, you know, was younger and lived in the South, everybody, the whole family goes out for, you know, Mother's Day and all those days. And I remember one year we're asking my grandma, she always wanted to go to like Ryan's Steakhouse, which I think that was what it's called. It's kind of like a Golden Corral. It's not a nice place.
Yes.
And we would go, but then when
it's like a buffet or is it?
Yeah, it's a buffet. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a nice. It's not.
No, it's just
like.
Is
any buffet actually nice? I mean, I've never.
No, I hate buffets, first of all.
I won't even eat them in Vegas. Like when Mr. Poindexter's like,
I was
going to
say, actually, the buffet at the Rio, is legit.
No, I'm not doing a buffet.
Vouch for that one.
I'll go to a salad bar. If it's like a nice place, maybe, but I don't want a buffet. And I remember us telling my, we're like, Grammy, I did, because everybody else didn't care. I'm like, Grammy, we can afford to go somewhere nicer. Let us take you, you know, I don't remember, like the Marriott or one of the nice like hotel brunches, you know, because those are usually like $150 or something a person, expensive. We're like, let's go somewhere nice. She's like, well, I like Ryan's. I'm like, all right, I guess we're going to Ryan's again.
If Grammy
people
wants
like
Ryan's,
what they like.
That's the thing. That was my point. Is I mean, I thought it was gross, but she was like, why would I spend $150 when I like this? I'm like, yeah, that's a fair point. You know, $7.99 a person or whatever. I don't know.
I think it's going to be worse this year. I do feel bad for the guys because I just see all these videos. Like we saw that list about if you take me here and it's all really stupid places that are great to go eat at. And it's like when they go ask a woman, like, how much should a man spend on your ring? And like they give these crazy amounts. And it's like, dude, you're looking for like 1% of guys in this world as far as physical features and their income. And you are a gold digger. Like you
girl, get a lab
love.
Diamond. That's just like 20% of the price of a natural diamond.
It's always the woman that are like, I'm a boss bitch, but also you need to buy dinner and you need to spoil me and all this. Like, I can't stand those.
You're
women.
A boss, but are you buying dinner? You
get
know what?
Out of here.
I went out with this guy once and he had forgotten his wallet and the place didn't take Apple Pay. And I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll just pay for it. Like, because I mean, what do I care? I don't think that a man, I think it's nice, like maybe on a first date, if a guy pays is like a gesture. But I also don't think a first date needs to be somewhere crazy. Like these women are like, he wanted to go for a walk and ice cream on the first date. I'm like, that's so nice. What the hell's wrong with you? You don't know this person.
It's crazy.
You don't even know them. Why should they invest $500 in dinner for you?
Or why do you want to sit across the table from them?
Right.
It's either like that long and you might not even like them.
Exactly. Like I don't want that commitment either. I think it's great if we can both dip out if we don't like the situation. And so I paid for it. I paid for the dinner. And then he's like, oh, I can Venmo you back. I'm like, no, I'm an adult with a job. Like that's not necessary. And then he told me later how crazy he thought it was that I did that. And I talked to some of his friends and they were like, she just paid for it. And then they were like, ooh, we're going to start doing that as a test when we go out with someone new, see if the girl will pay without complaining.
That is a good test. I don't know.
I'm like, you kind of lost me there. I mean, you should have to test people, but at the same time, like, what? I mean, I didn't even think anything about it. I wasn't doing it to be some kind of way. I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, they don't take out, you know, who cares?
But I have taught the boys, like, when they do go out with their girl/friends or like a girlfriend that they do need to pay. Like if you're going to go somewhere with her, then you do need to be the gentleman and you need to open the door and pay. So
absolutely. And we're teaching that as well. I don't mean to suggest guys shouldn't do that. Like be a gentleman, but the idea that women have these expectations where like the man is required to do something, like even if the guy does want to pay all the time, you can buy him a cup of coffee sometimes, or one day you can be like, hey, I'll get this or whatever. Like even if they're smaller acts and the guy's still spending more money, but the idea is you're doing something nice for them. And it's
reciprocal. It's like give and take.
It's an act of kindness, right?
Exactly.
There is this mom, Instagram page I follow, Ansie's Moms, and they always ask these like Sundays like secrets, which are pretty funny. Now they used to do them like every Sunday. Now they do them like once a month, which I'm kind of sad about. But anyways, around Christmas time or whatever holiday, these women get on there and they sit there and they, their Sunday secrets are about like how upset they are. Their husband did not like, it will guaranteed it will be the next one. Didn't get him flowers or forgot it was like Valentine's Day or forgot it was their anniversary. And I'm like, well, I mean, I forgot our anniversary last year. Like we went a whole week.
I remember that. Wait a minute. Oh,
it was our anniversary last week. Yeah. I mean, cause at some point you're like, it does not matter. Whatever. I mean, right. I mean, at some point it's like, you're putting too much weight into like an actual day into some type of like tangible thing where it's like, that's not what makes a relationship. Right. So you need to like, your focus is in the wrong place. Or again, we've talked about this a million times. When you see people on Instagram or Facebook and they're telling you that their partner is amazing. I married my best friend. I just want to be like,
you're cheating on your spouse. If you gotta go on and on about them publicly on a day that isn't their birthday, then you're cheating on your spouse and you need to stop. Well,
even that, I don't even like want to put a picture up. I mean, I'm like,
no, I don't want that either, but I can understand if, you know, occasionally someone's like posting their person or whatever and saying nice things about them, but it's the ones that do it all the time.
Have to do it all the time. I mean, they've done studies on that people that post more of their significant other more often, like it's usually not as good of a relationship. And I can see
they're
that
doing it because there's something's wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong. Yeah, they're trying guilty to prove something. Yeah.
Right. What have you done? If my significant other started doing that, I'd be like, oh, he's up to some. What's he
that
doing?
That enjoy account.
If mine does it, then you know something's wrong and then maybe I'm missing.
Right? Yep. But you know, that's going to, if that ever happens, it's going to be the other way around. He's the one that's going to go missing.
What? That's why he won't go deer hunting with me, no.
He knows better.
Thinks there's going to be some type of accident.
He's over there changing the safe on the, or the combo on the gun lock, gun safe.
All right. So I think we need to transition over to the Super Bowl because it was, there's a few things I want to talk about. Yeah, my Chiefs won. Okay, cool. Yay. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want producer Matt to be all upset with me. I don't like to rub things in. I did.
He's going to put devil horns on you when he edits the video.
I am wearing red, so, you know. Or it's actually pink. But
it looks pink, like hot pink or something.
It is hot pink, yes. Because light pink does not look good on my skin, but hot pink does. A few things, though, I want to say we can discuss it. I know we want to talk about the halftime show, what my thoughts were to you guys. Since we had
a whole
conversation about this.
I am glad I didn't go and spend a zillion dollars because I just thought it's like it was a very good defensive game, but it was I thought it was going to be a much, much higher scoring game and much more like just, you know, more action to it. And it really wasn't till the end. I do think that there was I did look at this. Taylor Swift, I want to say this right now, they only showed her 58 seconds out of the whole timeline of the Super Bowl. Someone actually, I went back and looked at it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, they're showing her all the time. They showed like little clips of it, I think, and that's what
but
it is.
But isn't
like,
the game see- time, the game time is only like 12 minutes, like actual like game time showing on the TV. So if you're thinking about it that way, that's still a pretty big percentage.
Well, it's not. You have four quarters, like, right? And they're 15 minutes per quarter. But also you have to talk about like, but you're talking like the whole thing was like 3 hours, right? So whole like 3.5 hours, they only showed her like 58 seconds, right?
And I've seen people did that before where they'd be like, they showed her for 44 seconds today. And I mean, I get it.
Which is really nothing. I think it's just, it's the constant, people are just sick like, of it. Here. Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. I did see a picture of the Kardashians were there and they showed their suite. And actually Russell Wilson was in that suite with the Kardashians and his wife, Ciara, was in the suite too. And Justin, Bieber was there too with his wife.
Timberlake?
They were in the Kardashian suite.
Wasn't somebody sleeping in there?
Was sleeping. The Kardashians were on their phone. I mean, it was like the most like, I mean, it was
they
like,
don't care about
they just didn't care, right? And I'm like, but then you look at that picture and then you look at the whole like Taylor Swift suite where they're just like actually, they're having fun. Like, and they're like into the game.
Right.
And they're cheering versus the other one. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of.
Well, because I think the people like the Kardashians, they they get appearance fees to go to stuff. Like the Kim brings one of the kids or some of the kids to Rams games a lot. I doubt she gives a crap about football. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about her, but, and every time they show her, the whole crowd boos. It's so funny. Oh,
God. Yeah. Well, I didn't see them show the Kardashians. I didn't even know until you guys mentioned.
I didn't see them show that either, but I saw someone posted about,
you know why they didn't sleeping show her? In there. You know why they didn't show her? Because
she sucks.
Roger Goodell was up talking to Taylor Swift before the game, and they had, and she's probably like, do not show the Kardashians.
Oh, Kim doesn't do anything for the NFL, and that is definitely, right? I think there's some people in there that she's like enemies with, right? The Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I guess Kanye wasn't there, but. I don't know who else.
Kanye wasn't, but I mean, Kim was the one that edited that audio recording and like
embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, she kind of threw her under the bus on that Time magazine, right, article where she's like, she doesn't have to worry because the trash takes itself out, which I'm like, I still like that.
It's a good saying.
It is. All right, so let's talk about the Super Bowl. What do you think, Annabelle?
I thought it was a great game, honestly. Like, I don't know if it's because I love college football, grew up in the South. I love a good defensive game. I love it when the big boys are out there just knocking people over and being strong and stopping them. I loved it. I was surprised that it wasn't higher scoring, but the game was fantastic. I kind of think Chris Jones should have been MVP, maybe.
I agree with you on that.
I know they're never going to give it to, probably never going to give it to a defensive player, except... Or not a quarterback, except when Matthew Stafford was in the Super Bowl. Naturally, they won't give it to him because he's the most disrespected quarterback of all time. So they gave it to Cooper Kupp, which was fine. Coop was great, too. But it's also like, it's just funny because any other quarterback would get it all the time. The game was fantastic. I thought that I loved the fact that it was close, that it was called fairly. They were only calling major penalties, and both teams it looked clean, like, didn't look dirty in any way. And there wasn't anything like controversial. I mean, the only thing I think that people could say is like, well, if Dre Greenlaw hadn't gotten hurt, then that potentially changed the outcome of the game. There wasn't something else, you know, a lot of things where it's like that ruined the game or, you know, so I thought it was a great Super Bowl.
Only thing I've heard now, right, and it's been going around, I'm like, is there was somebody like on the Niners complaining that they didn't understand the rules of overtime.
And I'm I saw that a lot, yeah.
And you know what? That's a problem with your leadership.
With
because
the coaches and stuff, yeah.
How does Andy Reid have a contingency plan for literally every single thing? The other thing I noticed with the 49ers, too, is, you know, after Greenlaw got hurt and in the second half of the game, obviously, even if you're really successful, the other team's going to adjust at halftime. The 49ers didn't seem to have a plan for what happens if we have to change our defense because of an injury or what happens if they catch on to this and it's not effective anymore. They didn't seem to have – I don't even know what you call that. It's like a game plan? I don't know.
Some type of strategy, right? Because
not understanding the – how do you – I mean, Andy Reid, I guarantee, has a play for every single scenario that could ever happen. And
well, they talked, Mahomes talked about that at the very end where he was saying, no, they had a strategy for what would happen over time, who would take what, if they got the call, who was going to actually punt, kick, whatever, and who's going to be the receiver or receiving in the ball and like what they would actually do. So they had a game plan for every single like scenario. So I just think if it's true what the Niners are saying, some of them, that they don't understand the rules. Number one, I'm like, the rules were said loud and clear by their...
But it looks true because it did not seem that Shanahan, based on his decision-making, understood the rules of overtime. I didn't even fully understand them, of course, but I'm not on the team.
But if that's true, then when they kicked that field goal, wouldn't they assume that they were going to win then? Because in the past, that was like...
A field goal never won it. It was a touchdown will win the game immediately. If the first team scores a touchdown, the game's over. In this case now, then the other team could still have the ball, even if they each score. So if it's a field goal, if it was a field goal, the game wasn't going to end either way. You know what I mean? They were always going to get to keep playing. So I just don't understand that strategy there to, if you know you can get the ball, even if they score a touchdown, you go second. I mean, you just do.
Well, you just don't want to give it to Mahomes second.
Well, the other thing that I found interesting...
for the last 2 minutes.
No, you never want to give Patrick Mahomes a chance because if he's your quarterback, there will always be a chance, no matter what. You can guarantee that Pat, Spags, and Andy Reid, they always have a chance. No matter, you know, if you give them 2 minutes, they might win. The other thing was Patrick Mahomes saying that if the 49ers had scored a touchdown, the Chiefs were going to, and then they score a touchdown, they were going to go for two and try to win it on that possession versus continuing to play. And I would have loved that. Like, that would have been so exciting. I mean, because you might lose on that play or you might win. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man.
You just never know.
I will say I was upset right at the end of it. I didn't, like, fully pay attention the whole time because in my mind I kind of felt like I knew what was going to happen. So I was like, fuck this game. But at the end of the day, for me, it wasn't about the game. It was about all of the shit surrounding the game. And I felt like the fact that Kelce showed what a raging lunatic he is on the field was sufficient enough for me, and Andy Reid can back him up all he wants, but I'm not a professional lip reader. He definitely wasn't saying, put me in, coach, I can score.
So that was wild.
Like,
I can't
believe a team member, like, if a team member has to pull you off of the coach, so disrespectful. Yeah. And also, if I'm on that team, I've lost respect for Andy Reid coddling Kelce after making a complete ass of himself. That's all I'm gonna say. His true colors are coming out. It's fine. He's
funny. Isn't his clothing line called True Color?
Oh, yeah. Good. He can have a shirt that says psychotic on.
Well, there is a lot of, there's history of him doing not anything that egregious, I think, but like throwing his helmet. I mean, which is stuff some guys do, but it sounds to me like, from what I read on the internet, is even a lot of pros are like, no, you don't attack the
coach. That's too far. Like, so many players online are just like, okay, I don't care what you're going through. Yeah. That's just disrespectful. And I don't know. Right. I was like, why is Andy, obviously, I know why Andy Reid's defending him, because that's your big player.
Right.
And you have to treat him like a baby because you're paying him all this money. And I'm not saying he's not a good player, but he absolutely embarrassed himself. That's
makes him more out to be a douchebag.
Absolutely. His actions, I mean, I like Travis, but yeah, he does seem like, I think I did anyway. I don't know. Like, his speeches on the stage after both the last Super Bowls were honestly very, very cringe. He's just, he's kind of like, he's just like a dumb jock a little bit. And I've noticed something. So there's a lot of NFL players. Yeah. There's some that are involved in domestic violence. Right. But then you have other guys like, say, Aaron Donald, who will just, he'll choke your ass out on the field with not a second thought. He's not violent at all in his everyday, because I think he's getting it out, all out on the field. That's why some guys love to play. They love to hit and tackle and block. And yeah, he'll get fired up and choke a dude out and lift him up and hold him by the neck. However, it's controlled, I think. Whereas Travis had no control over himself. The same as earlier in the year when Patrick Mahomes was trying to go after the ref. He did not have control over himself. And I think those are problems. And I understand you're being frustrated, you're used to winning, blah, blah, blah. But those were a little much for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought that was, I don't think it means, like, I've seen a bunch of Swifties online. They're like, Taylor should break up with Travis because he's a domestic abuser. I'm like, okay, that's, I don't think that's true.
I saw it too. I was like, that's a little extra. I'm not making accusing a big jump him
there. Yeah.
Right. I don't think he's a violent person in his everyday life, but I do think that was, I mean,
it was out of line.
Andy Reid, that man's 60 something years old. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, it was very rude. I mean, he does show his true colors, like you said, Tris.
Why he named the clothes that.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think, I'm like, you're just a loud kind of bully jerk. And I kind of, like, even when he's like doing his podcast, he kind of comes across that way too. And I've gotten really, I love Jason to death, right? And I think Jason's going to be, I think he's, my gut feeling is that he's going to retire. He's just kind of waiting for the Super Bowl to be over. He has another couple weeks until he has to make a decision. Yeah. And I think he's going to end up signing. Broadcast. I think he met with Fox and ESPN, right?
Yeah.
He was down in Las Vegas. So I think there's going to be something going on there with him. And I think I would love to see him do that.
Yeah.
He has a good personality, and you just look at him, you're like, he has a good soul. Like, you just, somebody you can actually hang out with and you'd want to be around. Travis, it's like, man, you're just like a party boy, frat boy that you, I can't. You're way too much for me. And it's not like somebody I would want to actually have my children around or actually be around for more than like 30 seconds.
And again, off the, you know, if he's out just in his regular life, you know, he might be completely different. I have no idea.
Hmm. I doubt it. The way he yells all the time and he has to be center of attention and he wants to be constantly like, look at me, look at me. And I'm like, you're one of those pick me girls. Like,
yeah. He's a pick me girl.
Yeah, that's what they call him. Or I'm also like, I don't know if it's that or if he's just like goofy as hell. Like, I'm not exactly sure what his thing is, but I know that I was like, oh, Travis, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, Travis. I mean, it's just not a good look.
They showed a picture of, or a video of Taylor Swift when he was doing his speech. Las Vegas thing. Uh-huh. She's kind of like.
It was a very like.
Like Homer Simpson back in the bushes a little bit. You know, but I thought it was crazy that people were saying this was a red flag and she should break up with him because he's gonna beat her. I'm like, y'all are crazy. My God.
Yeah, I don't see that in him, but I do see a level of like immaturity that he has.
Hey,
that
you
he
gotta
doesn't
be,
have.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful though. Those Swifties turn on you. It is,
dude. When they break You're up, out. Oh my God!
Oh God, his jerseys are gonna get burned all over the place. I think.
And then, well, you know, this was like the biggest Super Bowl like rating
I
ever
saw
because
that.
They had so many views. So then next year when they break up, it's gonna be like, or they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's gonna be like crashing.
They're gonna all the girls are gonna tell their dads, "You can never watch the Super Bowl again." Because
All the guys who said they boycotted the NFL back when the kneeling, and then they, you know, they lied. They've still been watching the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then now they're furious about it this year. And they're like, I'm boycotting the NFL. I'm like, I thought you already did. I didn't think you were watching.
I thought you were gone already.
You know, they're secretly watching that at home. Come on. Y'all didn't really boycott nothing.
No, you don't want to boycott it. It's still fun. Still
I know,
fun to
right?
watch a bunch of like grown men sitting there wrestling around on the ground.
Well, and you, I think you have to be a certain type of, you have to be a certain type, have a certain type of energy, I think, to get pumped up, as fired up as you have to be to play that way. Like with Travis, he's not a spring chicken. So it's like, you got to get fired up. And I get that, but.
Maybe he's just taking too much testosterone or something. And that's why he has
or
like
something.
Testosterone.
He's got one too many something going on.
Who knows? But all I know is that like, he needs a shave though too. I'm like,
he does not
look good.
Yes. I just can't do that.
I don't like
it. I mean, producer Matt looks good with a beard.
But that's, it's
beard.
Different.
Yeah,
it's like trimmed up and it's like neat. Yeah, that's different. Yeah. Not like you haven't done anything to it in a month or two. And it's just like,
Which reminds me, I saw a thing online. I got to get offline because it's like, it just ruined your brain, right? And this lady, she's on TikTok and she's trying to like make it go viral that women should grow out their facial hair. And
what?
It's okay to have for a woman to have a beard. And I was like, says no one ever.
No, people will do.
You are not getting a date. You are not getting to hook up with anybody. Nothing is happening in your life. I'm
no. People will do anything for clicks. And I'm like, and you have to tell the kids because the kids don't have like the understand like the nuances of the internet and how like dumb and harmful some of this fake stuff can be. Like there was some kind of ice cube thing people were doing where they were like putting ice cubes on their face or sticking it in ice water. And it was like giving people serious burns because it's not good to put ice directly on your skin, right? But all these dumbass kids were like, you know, sticking their face in a bucket of ice and they've got these big red splotches and burns everywhere. So I'm like, y'all don't know how to figure out what is bullshit yet.
Kids are also eating Tide Pods, okay? What can we say about kids watching on the internet?
They're idiots.
You're an idiot.
Well, you know, I mean, we've actually, you know, allowed a lot of people to live and they're not very smart. So,
have you guys seen
Darwinism is trying to come back and we keep on smashing it down.
Right.
Although speaking of which, look what I did. A nice curling iron burn right here.
Oh.
Because apparently I don't know how to use a curling iron when I'm like this. And you know,
oh, it's hidden though. You can't see it at least.
I have can you see his cat scratch on my face? There's like a poke. Because he sleeps on my pillow above my head, and he likes to make biscuits when he's going to bed. And this
makes biscuits? What?
Yeah, you know, when they knead into like a blanket or pillow, that's called making biscuits.
Oh, I thought you meant Ramsey was in the kitchen making his own little
He tries to be, right? He tries to eat all her food.
He's totally useless. He doesn't make anything. He'll eat a biscuit, though. He loves anything. So, you know, I sleep. This is ridiculous, too, but I start sleeping in one of those, like a satin bonnet. Like
no, that's so good for your hair. It's not yeah, just
can you
that.
Send us a picture of that? Can you send us a picture? Yeah. And Matt, can you throw that up right?
I'm I mean, also, I wanna see that. I'm going to send you a page of this woman who is incredible. She makes these silk bonnets and she tells people this is not just for any certain race. Like it is right. so good for your hair to wear a silk bonnet. Like it really the breakage is, and everything.
Well, I always sleep with a silk pillowcase.
I do too, but a, you have a silk it's pillow. Not silk, enough for me.
A silk scrunchie.
Scrunchie. Back here, yeah. when I rolled my head around, it's like it was thinning my hair out. So I sleep in a bonnet, and the cat will – so he, if I don't have the bonnet on, he gets in my hair because he likes to play with my hair. But so he was doing it. He was making biscuits on the bonnet, and then I quit petting him because I was going to sleep, and he puts out his paw – meaning like, hey, get back here and pet me. And it just went boop. And the claw was like, right in my face. I was like, oh, F you, Ramsey.
I hope you threw him off the bed.
I did.
No.
I did. Oh, he went and slept on the bathroom floor after that.
Okay, really fast. I think we need to wrap it up really fast. I do want to say one more thing. I did not like the halftime show.
Because you also didn't know who Usher was.
No, I know who Usher is. Insane. No, I do know who Usher is. What are you talking about? I just didn't recognize half his songs. I was just like, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, what the hell are you wearing? And what I'm like, please. I'm like, can we just get back to like some good old fashioned hard rock?
No, because you know what? As much as you like that, I hate that. Yeah, lots of people like Usher. I understand you were like, you're like, I don't even really know anything he does. Acting like Usher wasn't a big deal in the text.
I mean, he was like 20 years ago. 20 years ago he was. But like now it's like.
He's still doing it.
No, he's hard rock.
He's still rocking it. Who is current today that's doing hard rock that's any good? That isn't from 20 years ago? Tell me that.
I don't know, but I mean, Usher's like 20 years. No, Usher doesn't have anything current, does he? And who listens to that?
Lots of people. Usher is fine. He is so fine. And your opinion on this one is the minority. It's just like at the Grammys. So I didn't watch it, but I saw this performance. Luke Combs did a duet with Tracy Chapman.
That was so good.
I was like, it was good. I was like, who's Luke Combs?
Mm-hmm. People were like, seriously? How do you not know who he is?
Exactly. Exactly. It's the reverse of you and Usher. Just because I don't know who he is doesn't mean he's not popular and good.
I mean, come on. Chris Stapleton put him up there. Everyone loves him. Ooh. I mean, he's the rock
I hate country. I have no idea what Chris Stapleton sings.
But you're hitting, I mean, this is like middle America beer drinking people that want to watch Super Bowl.
You don't understand.
Why are you throwing Usher up there?
Why do you think that it's only middle America rednecks that like country that's watching the Super Bowl?
Because I know. Personally, being from Texas, born and raised, there's tons of rednecks. Like the 50 Cent, one of his albums was like my whole high school, everything. Like, but I also loved country. So I think, and that's why you have like people like Jason Aldean who are kind of a mix of rock and
country. And it's why they alternate. They don't just do hip hop every year. They don't just do pop every year. And I mean, have you not seen all the viral videos of white people dancing to Usher? I mean, it is like white. There's people our ages.
I believe you. I believe you.
I love
okay.
Usher.
I think next year Taylor Swift's going to be on halftime.
Oh, God. No.
I'll turn that. I won't even watch.
Well, you know, it's all about money. It's all about money with the NFL. So, yeah. So.
Terrible. I love Usher. They always have on ridiculous outfits. People are always wearing costumes when they perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
I mean, that was like the best one ever.
I didn't understand the heat Usher was getting about his performance, but you know, I saw mixed reviews.
Well, Alicia Keys, when she first started to sing the first note, her voice cracked, and people are like, "Man, when's Alicia going to get her keys back?" And people were also saying, "When is the what's the statute of limitations for adultery?" Because her husband, I guess she cheated with him while he was married to someone else for a long time. So people are like, her sentence should be over. They should give her voice back.
Oh, so God, I didn't.
People are so mean.
I know. Brutal.
So mean. All right. So I think we got to wrap this up because we could talk for days about our disagreement on halftime. All right, so that wraps up for this week. You can listen to us at Apple or Spotify or irrationalmoms.com, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a fan question on Instagram, Twitter, or X, and Reddit, or on YouTube.
And we'll be back with more snacks, and I'm gonna finish.